Thanks for having me.
Now, what is it that you announced today, then?
Well, basically, the change is that what ICE has these detainers ask us to do is hold these individuals up to 72 business hours post-release. So what that means is they're done with state or local charges. They can walk out the doors of the sheriff's office, and the ICE agents want us to hold them, or ICE wants us to hold them for up to 72 business hours. And I've really wrestled with this for 3 or 4 months now, and you need to remember that being an illegal alien in the United States is a civil issue between the person and the United States government. It's not a crime. It's not a criminal act.
Mm-hmm.
And to hold these people wanted by ICE after they've done their time, per se, or can post bond, puts us in kind of a jackpot, and I'm not sure it's even legal to do that.
What do you mean? It puts you in a jackpot? What do you mean?
Well, the jackpot is these people are free and clear from their state charges, but yet we have a ICE official with no judicial notice. This isn't a warrant from a judge. It's not a warrant from a court. It's just an ICE agent issuing this detainer. And I think this is a very complicated issue, and I think it's going to be adjudicated in the courts eventually and decided by the courts. But I don't see how the Ingham County Sheriff can hold somebody on a civil issue, a non-criminal issue, when they're done with their charges.
What usually happens? So previously in these cases, you're holding them for what, 72 hours after they could have been released? Is that right?
Well, what the request is up to 72 business hours, but you got to remember, you throw weekends and holidays in there, that can be up to a week.
Wow. Okay. And so what happens then? Does ICE eventually show up, or what occurs?
Yeah, I can tell you what's happened at our place since the first of the year. We've had 7 people in custody that have had ICE detainers. 4 of them, the ICE detainer has been lifted prior to them being released. So ICE no longer wanted them for whatever reason, and we never know the reason.
Hmm.
And then three of the other people have been released to ICE the very next day. So if
okay.
I was to get released today, then ICE would be in our facility tomorrow and take custody of them.
Okay, so they can be. So essentially, they tell you fairly quickly whether they either pick them up or they tell you we're not going to want them at some point.
That's correct.
Okay, and they never tell you anything about the details of why?
Not to my knowledge.
What has ICE said about your new policy change? Have they responded at all?
If they have, I have not heard from them, nor have I read their thoughts on it. I can assume that they're not going to be happy with the decision. And this whole ICE immigration issue is a very polarizing topic,
mm-hmm.
and it's polarizing with the 83 sheriffs in Michigan. There's some sheriffs that think absolutely we should be doing this, and there's some sheriffs that are, you know, queasy about it, not sure if it's legal, not sure if we can, not sure if we should. And
mm-hmm.
It's really not an ideological issue as far as I'm concerned. It's really a legal issue.
Okay, but if ICE is asking you to hold somebody, does that typically mean there's another crime involved that they may know about?
It could. I don't. ICE rarely shares with us why they want these people, if they're on the terrorist watch list or they've got other federal charges, or we typically, when we get a detainer, it's just hold this guy. That's the information that we get.
Okay. And so what's going to happen? By the way, we're talking to Ingham County Sheriff Scott Rigglesworth. So what's going to happen now? They're going to send you a detainer request and you're just going to reply with a no, or?
Nope. What'll happen is within 3 days, so we'll contact them if they're in custody. They'll find out they're in custody. And then we'll stay in constant contact with ICE, and we'll have a potential release date of this person. So we'll stay in contact with them regularly, every day, 3 days out before they're going to be released. We'll say them, in 3 days, this person's going to be released. We'll call them the next day. In 2 days, this person's going to be released. And then we'll finally say, if this is truly somebody you want to stay in custody, you'll have to be here at 8 o'clock on Friday morning, because that's when the guy's getting released. And they'll either be there or they won't.
And your feeling about not holding them is what, that it's not a legal thing to do to hold them once they should be cleared on any state issue?
Right, because it's a civil issue between the individual and the federal government, and I don't know of any area of law that allows me to hold people on a civil issue with a request from an immigration agent and not a federal judge.
And at what point did you decide I need to change the policies? Is this something you've been thinking about for a while? Or?
Yeah, it's basically been since the 1st of February when they came out with their new ICE came out with their new detainer process. And doing my due diligence, I've talked to a ton of people, other sheriffs, legal counsel, my command staff, all those people, and finally I came to the decision that we're no longer going to do this. And if this runs the gamut of court someday, and someday the United States Supreme Court says local units of government can legally hold a subject wanted on an ICE detainer issued by an ICE agent, then we'll hold them.
Are you in the majority or the minority of sheriffs deciding to do this kind of thing in Michigan?
I'm probably in the minority.
And why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's such a complicated issue. I'm assuming a lot of sheriffs are still wrestling with this, just like I have been for a while, and they'll make their decision, or maybe they already have made their decision. I know there's other sheriffs in Michigan that have made similar decisions to mine prior to me. And, these are big decisions that sheriffs have to make, and, I'm assuming that all 83 sheriffs are making what they think is best for their municipality.
One last thing. For those that view this as a public safety issue that say, look, if the federal government wants these people held for whatever reason, we should absolutely do that no matter what, since they may be a danger. What do you say to them?
Well, I've got to be assured that I can do it legally, and right now I haven't been given that assurance that this is a legal thing for a county unit of government to do. And this is what I would close with. If a person we have in our facility is truly a danger to the public, and there's a detainer on this person, and we've stayed in contact with ICE, and ICE knows when they're going to be released, I hope I can safely assume that ICE will make all the arrangements to be at our facility when the person is to be released so they can remain in custody.
Ingham County Sheriff Scott Rigglesworth right here on 1320 WILS. Sheriff, thank you very much.
You bet. Have a great day.